he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Aloha, Tracy.
Aloha, Corey. What's with the aloha? Is that your new thing now?
Yeah, that's my signature. Once again, I create and put together something that's mine. So aloha is a patent. It's copywritten by CHI. Of course, it's a combination of hello and aloha. Aloha means hello, goodbye, I love you, all that really cool stuff. It's used commonly here. Like when you go into a store to buy some beer or some fruit or whatever, they always say aloha. And of course, mahalo means thank you. So I love the language here.
Well, being Canadian, and we are proud to be Canadians after the Olympics, we should say aloha, eh?
Yeah, no kidding. I think we're losing some of that Canadian language element. This is an interesting idea, though, but wherever you are, you also adapt. And it's like the human body. When you train it and feed it a certain way, it adapts. And so even the syntax of language and your mindset changes to the environment. But being here, of course, it's beautiful. It's March, and there is a rainy season going on here. But basically what it does is it rains early in the morning, and when you look out of the mountains, you can see the clouds gathered over the volcanoes and the mountains. And then the clouds spread out and the sun comes out. So when I say it's rainy, it might last 20 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Or maybe you're walking along and it's sunny, and then a wind will come and will bring the rain, and everybody will kind of run away from it and then come out like in minutes or in 10 minutes and they're back on the beach again. So there's that hot sun just drying it all up. But, you know, we need the rain, absolutely. So, dear, it's He Said, She Said, and you're on. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is garlic edamame. The word edamame is a Japanese name, and it literally means twig bean and refers to young beans cropped at the twig. Now, if you want to incorporate soy into your diet, then edamame is the way to go. So here's what you'll find in half a cup of serving of shelled edamame, or about 1 1/8 cup of edamame in the pods. There's about 9 grams of fiber, 2.5 grams of fat, 1.5 grams of omega-3s, 11 grams of protein, which is good, 13 grams of carbohydrate, and only 15 milligrams of sodium. Now, you can find edamame in the freezer section of most grocery stores. Usually, you would make the edamame with rock salt or sea salt. So the amounts of this recipe will vary depending on how many bags of edamame that you use. So you'll need some frozen edamame, 4 or 5 cloves of fresh chopped garlic and or garlic powder. You can also use bottled garlic. I don't use the bottled garlic, but you can use the bottled garlic. And I always like to use the fresh garlic with a little bit of the powdered garlic. 3 tablespoons, approximately, of the Bragg's aminos, and approximately 1/2 cup of unsalted butter. So what you want to do is make the edamame as directed on the package, add this to boiling water, and simmer for about 5 to 8 minutes. Now, in a fry pan, what you want to do is add butter, add the garlic powder, the Bragg's aminos, and saute for approximately 2 minutes. Then what you want to do is you want to toss the boiled and strained edamame into the fry pan. Make sure that you coat the edamame with the garlic mixture. And, oh, it's so good. And then make individual bowls for everyone. So it's just a really nice twist to the regular edamame than just with the rock salt. And I tell you, I made this the other night, and everybody was just raving about it. It was so good, we wanted more. So one bag ain't enough. You got to make 2 or 3 bags. It's delicious.
No doubt about that. I first tasted edamame in a Japanese restaurant in Vancouver and fell in love with it. I like to grind the salt over the steaming hot edamame. And what you do is, if you've never had this, the beans are still in their shell, but it's soft. So you steam it or boil it. And while it's hot and soft, it softens up the bean. It's not like the hard, dried soybean. It's soft. and it's actually quite delicious. But you just stick the whole pod in your mouth and kind of pull it back out and keep the beans inside of you, inside of your mouth, and then just chew them up and swallow. But it really goes nice with salt. This is one of the exceptions for me personally where I actually add salt to food. Normally I don't, but they seem to go hand in hand. And here it's quite common. There's a lot of Orientals in Hawaii, a lot of Japanese, so it's really easy to find, and it's quite inexpensive, and it's a great snack. It's a great snack while watching TV. It satisfies you, you know, if you like to sort of munch out over a longer period of time while you're watching TV or chit-chatting with friends or whatever. And it's satisfying because it's glycemically balanced. The glucose that the carbohydrates are reduced down into is released slowly into your bloodstream. It's got that protein, and it's got the isoflavones and a lot of micronutrients. So it's a whole food, and it fits our bill. You know, I'd recommend this as a good quality snack.
I served this type of edamame as an appetizer instead of having a salad at times, depending on what kind of meal that I'm preparing. And it can also be used just on its own as a treat or a snack. I think it's a treat. It's so yummy. It tastes better than any old chocolate bar, believe me.
Right on. So add that to your list and menu of natural whole foods and recommend that to your students and clients who are having snack attack problems at nighttime. Once again, I always like to have a protein shake at nighttime and then add in a snack if I'm still hungry. Keep the snacks whole. Keep them clean. The first rule with food, remember, is quality. So if you overeat good food, it's much, much better or less harmful, less toxic than the consumption of the refined, processed, dead, sterile food. That's what gets people into a lot of problems with food addiction. And it destroys their blood sugar, insulin sensitivity is reduced, and taking natural whole foods as snacks and as part of the diet is definitely the way to go. Okay, good stuff. Let's move on to our next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Chad Benson. Chad was actually vacationing in Mexico when you interviewed him, so that was kind of cool. He's a great believer in having a passion and following it via mentorship and education. He's a master of execution of material. He says it's not so much the exercise you do, it's how you perform the exercise. Chad is also a special guest speaker for the CHI Camp Hawaii Intensive. His topic is Prepare to Periodize, Sports and Fitness Performance. So we look forward to having Chad as a speaker, and thanks so much, Chad, for your interview.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having Chad come out and present to our people. And he's dynamic. He's got a lot of energy. He lives the life. He's committed. And he owns his own company, and he's gone through the ranks that we all must go through. He's paid his dues. And eventually you get to a point in your life where you have to make a decision about why you are doing what you are doing. It's interesting because last night we watched a great movie called Up in the Air, and it brought to mind how many people work just for money. And when they lose their job, they've lost their source of revenue, but they feel empty. They're mad. They're filled with anger and resentment. They almost feel as if the people that they were working for owe them a living. And in actuality, we didn't really see anybody, at least in the movie, that felt as if they could continue on because they were involved with their own passion. They were there because of their own meaning described from within. So passion is a powerful and compelling emotion or a feeling. It's very strong. It's what drives the individual and makes them feel alive. And we all know the song, you've got to have passion. Even the president needs passion. You got to have passion in what you're doing. It's got to be more than just for money, because the money won't fulfill. And I think that was made evident in that movie last night, that there's something more than just doing what we do for the money. We have to have meaning in what we do. We have to find some fulfillment. release the creative juices. And I believe that working in the health industry, whether it's health food or fitness related or anything in between, having your own business or working with as opposed to for other people, you know, that's the key, is to really pinpoint what it is you want to do. Feel the freedom, feel the passion, and exercise your right to do what it is that you're designed to do. And I think that that's what Chad is doing. And I think that's what we're going to get into a lot with the camp. We're going to have a lot of people coming, a lot of local people and delegates coming from around the world. So it's going to be extraordinary. And we really have a great mix of people. And of course, being here in Hawaii, that in itself is just worth the price of the ticket. Okay, so thanks, Chad. And moving on to our next topic, our CHI Highway to Health update. Tracy, take it away.
Oh, we had a fantastic month. Michael and Deanna came for a visit for 10 days. They had a very good time enjoying the sun and the surf. They really got the most out of every day that they were here. They are ectomorphs, tall and lean, and it was just go, go, go. I tell you, the minute they got up, they were out, but it was really funny because by 6 o'clock at night, they wanted to go to bed. They were exhausted, and they're only 25 years old, so you thought they'd be home at 3 in the morning, but no, 6 o'clock at night, they were ready for bed. Like I said, they're 25 years old and they're moving forward in their experiences in life. However, it is funny to watch young people go through life's experiences. And as adults, as we are in our 50s, sometimes they don't want to listen to your experiences. They just want to do their own thing. But it is fun to watch them go through these things. And hopefully one day they will take our advice and listen to Ma and Pa. But I'm sure that all parents out there understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, I found the experience, once again, wonderful. And here's a bit of advice. If you feel distant from your children, like as they age and they get married or have families and they move away, try and find the time to spend time with them one-on-one. And it's just absolutely amazing. And by having Michael and Deanna come out away from work, away from distraction, and away from their daughter, I was able to reunite our relationship and discuss important issues that otherwise we may not have time to discuss as we're all involved in our lives and apart from each other. But they stayed with us, and life presents itself as it does day by day, hour by hour, and minute by minute. And things come up. Emotions are expressed. And experiences are what brings out the emotions of people. But I recall one of the highlights, going out to Bellows Beach, and when we first got there, it was kind of cloudy, and we were thinking maybe we would go somewhere else. But we waited. And within seconds, Michael just peeled down and dove into the ocean, and the waves were up. Then I followed, and the sun came out. And out there in that ocean, maybe about 50 yards from the beach, with the perfect waves, not too big, not too small, just ideal. And when you catch the wave, they throw you into about 3 feet of water, and it's sand below. So there's absolutely no risk. There's no damage. Whereas on sandy beach, the waves get real big, and they slam you hard right onto the surface of the hard sand. So that's why they always have warnings about broken necks and broken shoulders and broken backs, whereas Bellows is a softer, more gentle roll and ideal for learning how to body surf. That's where I usually take my friends who don't have the experience with the undertow and the strong currents and everything else, because they do warn you here on these beaches like at Makapu and Sandy Beach. Do not go into this water unless you're an expert swimmer and understand how to adapt to these waves. But anyway, we caught the waves together, we were banging into each other, we were laughing and having fun, and it reminded me of when Michael was just a little boy, and I used to take him to the park and push him on the swing, and we would play in the park and do the things that dads do with their sons. And in that moment, There was nobody better than anyone else. It wasn't a power trip. There was just the pure emotion of love between a father and a son. And that's a very precious thing to try and find as your children grow into adults and as they move away into life. So that's something I'd recommend, is that you find time with your children and take them on a holiday and spend time with them and make the time to actually have a conversation about them and their life and talk to them in a way that helps them, rather than being critical and having problems at home that are really not even related to the things at hand. Always, I find, they are about emotions inside and how people feel about you or the relationship or about life. So let's get on to Diamond Head and the excitement of the hike.
Well, Diamond Head is always exciting. Mind you, it's quite busy up there. It's not a strenuous hike whatsoever. But just coming out of the daylight, looking at the view, there's a spiral staircase. And I missed the last step on the spiral staircase, and I twisted my ankle. Nonetheless, if I wasn't as strong as I was, or as strong as I am, I would have broken my ankle. But I didn't stop. I kept going. It was just a little tender, but it's still on the mend. It's about 95% right now. But I'm just like the kids. I go, 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 go. Haven't been doing squats because of the foot. But nonetheless, I'm on the mend. And, you know, here's another great reason why we need to keep in shape, why we need to exercise our calves and exercise our ankles and our legs and our bodies, because when things like this happen, it could be far worse.
Yep, like even doing calf raises in the gym, which a lot of runners don't do, and athletes. You don't realize that when you use your body in a certain way in sport, that you can be very strong towards that end. But then in something simple like picking up a pencil or moving in a different way, your body's not accustomed to that. So I think that the advantage of weight training is that you can target muscles from different angles, and it's relatively safe. As a matter of fact, I think weight training is safer than almost any sport, except for maybe chess playing. But the advantage is that you can be very target specific and symmetrically train the body and prepare it for life. So, you know, when we hike Diamond Head, there are a lot of tourists, there's a lot of Americans, there's a lot of Europeans, and you can see the Europeans are by far much fitter and leaner, and there's an advantage in life to being leaner and fitter. Absolutely. Just routine daily living minimizes risk of injury when you are fit and in shape. So it's not about going into a sport and playing the sport. That's not why we train, other than thinking of life as a sport. So that's why I got that idea. That's how I came up with it. Life is a sport. We want to prepare for the sport of life. And you can see the people who neglect themselves, who don't prepare for the sport of life, they decay rapidly, they suffer needlessly with all kinds of disease and degeneration. And when they do get injured, which is by far more common than not when you're less fit, they don't heal rapidly. It takes them a long time to heal. Like, they might even get infected with a common cold, and it might take weeks for them to fully recover. So one of the signs of great health, of strength and vitality, is that when you do get injured, you heal rapidly. Plus, you know how to mend the tissue. You apply the ice, you take the enzymes, you take the therapy that's advocated, you use the herbs, the lotions, the creams, all that kind of stuff. It just goes without saying because it's in your consciousness. Let's move on to the University of Hawaii.
Well, yes, you were asked by Carmen, who is the head coach of the women's NCAA girls track and field team. And you were asked to give a lecture there, so we were very excited about that, and you did a mighty fine job. You haven't lost your touch, honey.
One thing I love to do is speak publicly. I've never taken any formal training whatsoever. I seem to have the gift of the gab, but more importantly, I enjoy it. I do very little preparation. I have a PowerPoint. I don't really review the data. It's just from inside. I love to get up and talk to people, stand up there publicly. I know that a lot of people are terrified about public speaking. They don't really seem to have that ability by nature. It's inside of me. I don't know where it came from. But this is another example of being what you are. And when you discover things about yourself that you're good at and that you like, pursue them. Incorporate that into your business, into your lifestyle, because there's nothing more fulfilling than doing what you love. And if you can generate some revenue and find a way to make that work into your business, that's just an absolute plus. So I spoke about sport and the sport of life and how nutrition relates to athletic performance, obviously. I talked about the good and the bad and the ugly of fats, carbs, and proteins. We looked at the athlete's food pyramid. And I find that generally this is still as true as it has been for the last 30 years of my life, that most athletes do not understand the science of nutrition. So I tried to get across the importance of whole food to a large group of females from mainly America here in the state of Hawaii, and a lot of them really need to tighten up. They need to improve their intake of food quality and understand that food is as much of a science as is the training for track and field and the competing and all of the training that goes into it. So I tried to relate that, like, you know about your sets and your reps when you're in the gym and you're very specific, it's planned, it's structured. When you go out with your coach, whether you're throwing the javelin or you're a pole vaulter or a sprinter, you have a very specific skill set that you train and practice on. But when it comes to your diet, you leave it to chance. You pretty much eat anything. You think it's just fuel for the fire, and it's not. And I noticed that some of the girls have excess body fat that they shouldn't have as athletes. Others are underweight. They want to gain more mass, more strength, more muscle. They don't know how. They don't know that the limit is protein intake and high-quality protein. And all of those variables that relate to the science of nutrition. So that's one of the reasons why I'm putting together this CHI teaching program for CSNA Masters, so that you can teach people in your environment exactly what sports nutrition is. And also I'm preparing a whole series of new YouTube videos, starting with Principle 1 and leading to hundreds of principles, just short little presentations on the individual principles that relate to sports nutrition. So I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. We met a lot of really, really fine people. So get out there and lecture if that's something that you want to do, and we can certainly help you do that from this end. Okay, so one last point here.
CHI is very excited about something new that we're going to be offering. CHI will be offering to our students who are active CHI members the opportunity to chat with Corey. There's no extra charge or cost for this. Let's just say it's on the lines of a hotline telephone call. So you can talk to Corey about anything and everything that's on your mind. And as you know, Corey likes to talk and talk and talk. So if you're interested, please send us an email at chi@coreyhawley.com and I'll schedule you in for an appointment. So we're really excited about this. So we want to hear from our students.
Absolutely. If you have questions about your career path, you have questions about the course, there's an element of physiology you don't understand or a certain fact that you'd like me to expand upon, whatever it is, by all means, set up the appointment. We'll have a chat. You can also use Skype so that we can talk to each other face-to-face, which I think is a great technology. And we can also do this by email if you prefer. So we really want to focus on service, and service with a smile, and service with excitement and passion. So there's that passion word again. Get passionate about whatever it is you're doing. And if you don't feel the passion, maybe you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And ask yourself this, am I doing this just for the money, and maybe that's why I feel empty inside? Or maybe it's time for a change. Maybe you need to upgrade yourself. Maybe you need to educate your mind. Maybe you need to make a change, whatever that might be. So always we have to accept this one inevitable fact that life is about change, and accepting it is what makes the difference between those who are moving forward and those who feel as if they are not. So, Tracy, what is your final word?
My final word is by Vince Lombardi. In the dictionary is the only place that success comes before work. Hard work is the price we must pay for success. I think you can accomplish anything if you're willing to pay the price.